Have you remembered a time when you were so full of the anointing? I remember at John Wimber's, and these couple of young people were around me chewing gum, and I just was, you know, I had a bit of religious spirit, the gum, but just didn't go down with me. But anyway, they're chewing the gum, "More, Lord. More, Lord." And I just got so, where I couldn't breathe. I can't explain it. It was like, I'm suffocating here. The more, it was like, I'm just going to heaven. I'm going to be like Enoch. I'm off. And I said, "Can you stop the more, Lord? I've got it. I've got it. You know, I really have got enough. I'll be dead soon." You know, and there's been a few times when I've been so filled with the anointing that God just, you know, it's just changed me. And I love it when God comes and he changes us. We need to be changed. When, you know, there's a scripture that I just love that I've got written down in 2 Corinthians 3:18. "But we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, and being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of God." You know, that we are being transformed. The more we spend time with Jesus, we're being transformed from glory to glory to glory. You know, and I love it. You know, when we're grumpy or we're gloomy or whatever, we're not in the glory of God. And we're not, people aren't really want to be with us. But when we go from glory to glory, you know, you get anywhere near, look at Doris, the glory where she sits down and the Holy Spirit comes and we have a cup of coffee. And I just love being with people that are filled with the glory of God. I'm actually going to speak on to rise above your circumstances. But last night I had a dream, and I just felt God was speaking to me in this dream about this morning. And I just feel there's been people that have been wounded in the field of anointing with God. You've been wounded by a pastor, or somebody has put you down. In fact, I remember Jill Austin saying it's been killed in the killing fields. You know, and I have anointing on me to break it off you. That you know, you've going, you've known your anointing, you've been flying in it, you've been, this is it. But then somehow, you know, there's been someone that has stopped you and killed off the anointing that you were flowing in. And God really wants to touch you today. And if you know that's you, I just want you to come forward, because I want to lay hands and I want to bring life to your giftings again. If you know that you've been hurt by a pastor, hurt by somebody, hurt, you know, just in prophesying or stepping out into your anointing, but you felt so hurt that you think, "I'm not going to do that again," and you've stopped and you've been killed in your anointing. If that's you, I just want you to come up today, because I want to just to anoint you afresh for your call upon your life, because this really broke my heart last night. Yeah. I actually feel there's more. You've been killed off in the field. You know, you've been flowing, you've been excited, you've been, you know, just flying like an eagle, and then someone just came and clipped your wings and you just did a nosedive, and you haven't really been the same. And I just, my heart's just breaking, because, you know, God says that he, as what John, David read out today, that he has got a purpose and a plan for every one of us. And, you know, when someone has put a sword in your heart and destroyed the anointing that God's called you to, it grieves the Father, it grieves Jesus, and it grieves the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, I just pray right now. And I just want you to stand behind. If you people can stand, place your hands out towards them. Father, this grieves me. And, Lord, if it's come from a pastor or an elder or someone in leadership, I just want you to forgive. And I'll stand in the gap. Will you forgive today? And you can just in your mind just forgive that person that has wounded you, that has taken you out, that you were flying like an eagle. And Lord, I just pray right now that you take the sword out of their hearts right now, that we, Lord, I just pull it out. Right, every word that's come in, I just pull it out in the Spirit. I just pull that sword out in Jesus' name. I pull it out. I pull out every sword in Jesus' name. I pull it out, every word that came on you. Well, we just lift off grief. We just lift off sorrow. We lift off pain of every person here, Lord, that has experienced words that have been formed against them. We lift off every bit of witchcraft. And Lord, where they've been gifted in many ways but were different than what other people, that, or there was jealousy that was formed against them, we just say, Father, today, just love on them and restore them back to who that you've made them to be. Thank you, Jesus. And I just come and I pull that sword out of you. And I just, John, can you come around? He needs loving. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. And all the criticism and all that you've been, I just pull it out right now in Jesus' name. Just let that grief go. I just want you to stay in that place. And I just want you, I'm going to sing, which I can't sing. I might get someone that can sing. But we're just going to sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. And he's going to anoint you afresh today. As you turn your eyes, the things that you were born to do is going to come upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know, I just think one Sunday we'll be worshipping all the time. I just love what God is doing, you know. But I want to talk about circumstances, because we get stuck in them sometimes, don't we? Yeah? Yes. And this week I got stuck in a circumstance, and it actually took me out. And you know what? You don't sleep, you get agitated, and you think, God, where are you? What do I do? And mine was the fear of man. I went to bed and I'm going, I don't want to offend, I don't want to reject, I don't want to do this. And God says, well, you know, fear me. Is that true? And I just feel that God is saying, cast all your cares upon him. For he, I could start singing again, but I won't, because I haven't got a voice like the others. But I don't know whether I know that one. But anyway, casting all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him, for he careth for you with the deepest affection and watches over you carefully. Cares, anxieties and worries all seem to be like a product of our circumstances. And you know, when we're in a circumstance, we're just standing in a circle. Lynette saw me when I was in this procedure I was going through. She saw me at Chartwell. How are you today? I can't move forward. I can't move backwards. I just don't know what to do. Is that true? Clive will know. And the trouble with me is I go and eat hot chips because I get worried. Comfort food, you know, hot chips. And that wasn't good for me, and it wasn't getting me out of my circle. Is that true? Who went home and had hot chips just last week? After my message, yeah, there's a few, I thought you would. Those hot salted chips. Dip them in tomato sauce. Anyway, I was in this circumstance. And you know, the Lord's saying, and you know, that cast all your cares, because he doesn't want us to be worried. He doesn't want us to be anxious. He wants to be full of the joy of the Lord. And things are happening all around us, isn't that true? That we get in caught up in. You know, I think of my life, my life story, and the circumstances that I got into. And sometimes I didn't help myself by negative talk. You know, and you start talking, and the circle gets kind of bigger and worse, and then you start going down in the circle, and then it's harder. And, you know, we all go through circumstances, and I think Paul was one that, you know, he persevered, that I may know him. And this is where we've got to trust him. We've got to trust him in the night. We've got to trust him in everything. You know, some circumstances when you're in the traffic, what are you like if someone comes right in front of you? You've got to bless them in Jesus' name. I've got a little book on blessing at present. So everybody that gets in my way or irritates me, I bless them, Lord. And I forgive them. And it changes the circumstances and you get out of the circle. And this is what God is saying today. Cast all your cares. And you know, the other scripture that the Lord gave me last night, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts higher than your thoughts. And sometimes we try to bring God down, don't we, into our circumstances. You know, people come to me, but if only you knew my circumstances. And I'm going, here we go again. And it's so true. We need people that will help you, encourage you, and get into the Word of God, because God is the answer to everything. And our circumstances can overwhelm us sometimes. Is that true? Overwhelms us that we can't sleep. You know, we fear. Fear comes in, rejection comes in, fear of man. And God is, I believe we're getting to a point where God is saying, can you trust me? I mean, you have to admit, with Trump yesterday, he said his word in his speech and he said it and what he was going to do. And I'm going, whoa, I'd be fearing everything that was around me. But he stood his ground. And that's what I feel God's saying. You know, cast all your cares upon me, for he careth for us, you know, and he knows even when a little sparrow is on the ground. He knows I get them. This, God brings wounded birds to me, and I'm able to pray, and they can fly. My daughter, one hits the window, she says, oh, cat, get the bird. And I'm going, no. You know, we are seated in heavenly places and we're having, you know, the mind of Christ. And I just found this week, Lord, what are you saying in this? You know, we can have the mind of Christ. As I said, I've got this little book on blessing and it's really amazing. And I've been blessing my mind with wisdom, insight, knowledge. And I'm saying, God, let me move into that. So I know exactly what you're saying. Sometimes we know. But, you know, there's a weakness in our personalities, and mine is rejection. I hate rejecting people. I want to make sure everybody's all right. And sometimes it wears me out. But, you know, it's to hear what the Father is saying in our circumstances. You know, what do we do in our circumstances? The Lord said, cast all your cares upon him. Whatever struggle you are going through, I pray that you get a breakthrough. I pray your circumstances are going to change. I believe there's a miracle for breakthrough in your circumstances this very day. Whatever it is you're going through, I believe there's a breakthrough. There's a breakthrough for financial. There's breakthrough with health. There's a breakthrough, and what else do you need? You know, if there's a division in the family, there's going to be a breakthrough. I mean, I've got a dilemma with my son. You know, I'm marrying him and I'm being the celebrant for him. And he doesn't want anything Christian. And it's a circumstances I do not like. I don't like it. And I'm going, God, what do I do? And the Lord said, you can bless him as a mother. And I will give you a parable. I will bring through me. Because Tim said, Mum, I'm an atheist. And it's hard when your son says he's an atheist when he's been brought up in the Word of God. But it's, you know, it's a circumstance that I do not like. And I look at my family and I'm saying, God, you can change. You can change anything. Because he wants to change your circumstances. I believe there's a miracle for it today. Father, I pray right now. If you've got a circumstances you're going through that brings a dilemma, put your hand up. We'll pray for a breakthrough. Yeah, well, a lot of you do. Oh, Lord, these ones need answers. And Father, you said to cast all our cares upon you because you careth for us. And Lord, I pray that, Lord, every person that's got their hand up, Father, you look right down from heaven. You know even what they're thinking. You know of their dilemma. You know of their circumstances that is not of you. and where the enemy has come in and sometimes lied to them about it. Father, we just pray right now for a miracle in their circumstances. Lord, as they give it over, and I just want you in your mind just to give it over to God. I'm going to give over Tim's wedding, and I'm going to believe there's going to be a miracle in it. I'm not going to be anxious about it. I'm just going to hand it over. And I just pray right now, as you hand over your circumstances, some of you are lonely. Believe for a partner. Some of you are not sleeping. Believe for sleep in your circumstances. Believe for a breakthrough. Believe. Because God is on your case. Because I tell you, when you get out of that circle, things look much better. You can go forward. You can get out and go forward and do great exploits for the kingdom of God. And Lord, I pray that I declare a miracle over everyone. Lord, you are the God of miracles. Lord, you can remove the mountains. And we just pray that right now in Jesus' name, that every mountain will be removed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Whew. The Lord just said I'm to prophesy. I just believe God's doing a new thing in a lot of your lives. And I believe he's going to get your attention. He's going to show you. And it could be through a dream or something, but there's just something new that's going to happen. You see, some of the circumstances we can't get out of, but usually it is the enemy that keeps us in there. Whoa. I just felt the anointing on that so strong. I just have to have a drink. Whoa. Oh, yes. I'm going to release. I just the story of Meshach, Beshach, Abednego. Meshach. I've actually got it. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Come on, you've all said it. You've all got tongue tied over those ones, haven't you? But you know, I just think of them. They just had their eyes on God, and they were going to be put in the furnace, and they just said, we are not bowing down to any other God. And I just feel God saying that, don't bow down to the fear of man, don't bow down to anything, Baal, don't bend down, but say, God, I believe you. And they knew they could have died, but what do they say in the scripture? I love it, I love it. Whew, I'm just excited. If this be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. Isn't that powerful? He is able to deliver us, and he is. He will deliver us. So today, he will deliver us. They were in the hottest, even the person that put them in died. Is that right? Yes. They died, but God delivered them. And we are his. And we are so important to him. You know, I never knew Daddy God, who loved me so much as I do now. And I always could go to Jesus. But now I know that Daddy God just so loves me and each one of you. It's like I just feel that the sky's the limit in God. Miracles are going to happen. Breakthrough is going to happen. Your circumstances are going to change. If anybody needs a job, just say, God, I need that job, and I expect it. I'm getting out of the circle, and I claim it in Jesus' name. Some of you want to get married. That's all right. God, I claim it today in Jesus' name. I'm a matchmaker. I love doing weddings. This year I want to do weddings, not funerals, okay? Lord, I just pray for ones that are single, that need husbands or a wife. We claim it today in Jesus' name. Come on, let's be real. Yeah, there's Jocelyn. Yeah, she wants to get married. Hallelujah. Do you know what? Nobody can have my Clive, though. Do you know what I loved about Meshach? Come on, you say it. Shadrach. God, that's better than me. They did not compromise, did they? No compromise. They didn't have the fear of man. Whoo! I think I would have run. How many would have run when they saw a hot fire? And it was just so hot, the hottest it could ever, ever, ever be. It's as hot as hell. And I don't want anybody to go to hell. That's why we're going to preach salvation. We're going to get souls in this place. But they did not compromise. They did not bow down to men. So, and I've gone on here, nothing is impossible in God, for God. Oh, I'll leave that bit out. Yeah. I just feel, in Romans 8:31, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, say it again, if God is for us, if God is for us, if God is for us, amen. Let's give the Lord a clap offering. Do you know, he is so mighty, and we could, you know, nothing can touch and match his glory, his strength, his power, his knowledge, his forgiveness, his love, everything. He is just, you could go on forever. He is awesome. And I just thought, let the gift of faith arise. And, you know, I remember, you know, when a gift of faith rose, did come upon me, and I thought differently. And I just feel God wants to freshly anoint you with the gift of faith right now. How does that sound? So let's get rid of all skepticism. Let's get rid of all unbelief. Father, I pull it down, every stronghold of unbelief and skepticism. God is bigger than your circumstances. And I just want you to stand, and God's just going to anoint you. There's angels here. I love it when the angels come and help me. If you can't stand, just sit. But just let God, who wants the gift of faith? To believe for the miracles of God. You know, like Jake laid hands, and God told him at 3 o'clock in the morning to go and wake his mate up and go and lay hands on him. And that's the gift of faith. He did it. And you know, sometimes God will say, I want you to go and touch that person sitting over there. Go and give them a hug, or go and lay hands on them, or whatever. Let God have the gift of faith in our circumstances today. Father, I just pray, and this is where I lay back because he does it. Lord, I pray you send your angels out right now. And Lord, let the gift of faith fall. Wow. Nyo. See, John David Sr., it's all over him. Just let it fall. He's plastered. He's plastered. Let the gift of faith just fall. So sometimes it's just a knowing in your spirit. Sometimes, you know, we all feel different. Some don't feel anything, but then they act differently. But let the gift of faith just come upon you. Let us have the mind of Christ. I bless your mind to have the mind of Christ in knowledge and wisdom and revelation. Understanding, discernment. Lord, let it be that revelation comes. Hey, Graham Hall, it's all over you. Let it come. John David Jr., all over you. Thank you. Let it come, the gift of faith. Let it fall. Let it fall. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you that you're the giver of gifts. It's going to be an acceleration. There's going to be a newness in the spirit. You're going to watch the space and you're going, God, I believe for a miracle. And if God said, I want you to give to that person, and you just say, I have cave and got enough, but you do it, just watch the space of what God will do. He is a God of miracles. I'm just seeing miracles, miracles, miracles. Lord, let there be faith arise. Be faith arise in our minds. Our minds be renewed in Christ. Our minds be renewed in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to do this now. I just want to send out warrior angels and judges. 6:12, just stay there. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor." And I know God is sending out warring angels to fight off and circumstances. And we just pray that now for your loved ones. They send out the warring angels to fight, to go in the places that we can't go. Because nothing is impossible in God. Come on, let's declare it. Nothing is possible in God. Say it again. Nothing is impossible in God. Hallelujah.